I was always interested in science, yes. Yes. Even when I didn't know it was science, I was always interested in science. And by the time I could understand that, I was interested in science in elementary school, I always had like great science teachers. Or I think they could at least see like my interest in science and how engaged I was. So, yeah, I by the time I got to high school, it was like obvious that like, okay, science is my thing in history. So yeah, that was quite interesting, growing up. And yeah, I always like love going outdoors and trying new things and experimenting, like even as a child, like I would just gather things and put them together or try to make something or create something. And I could just do that all day long. And I was always inquisitive and asked questions. And so I think my parents understood that like I was like a bit different from the rest, and they just kind of allowed that and encouraged that. So I'm a microbiologist. However, if you're like a microbiologist, because you can't see what you study and because you don't physically carry a microscope everywhere, you understand things at the molecular level, which is like DNA, RNA, protein stuff. And much of my background up until that point had been, I don't want to say, it wasn't that level of detail of science, right? So it wasn't necessarily molecular biology. It was marine science. So I had all of these different sciences, but not a lot of like core molecular stuff. And my project, unlike others in the lab who worked on sponges, I worked on a sea slug. So for most of the work in the lab, it was basically, understanding bacteria associated with different marine invertebrates, most of the time a sponge. And once you get those bacteria, you might see if they produce any interesting compounds or a hit. You screen them for interesting compounds, and then from there, you kind of develop this story, figure out who's doing what. My project was different in that we already knew the compound. It was already a promising anti-cancer compound extracted from the slug and the slug diet, which is some algae. So that had already been discovered. And our role, instead of trying to like find something new or find something that produces something new, we knew that something produced what we wanted. So it was almost like working backwards instead of like saying, I found this thing and could it produce something? It's like this something can produce this thing. And so, how do we find that thing? And so, we hadn't, my lab hadn't been to the sampling site, which was Hawaii for my project, in years before I got there. So, we didn't have any fresh samples. So, my first few years, again, I'm taking classes, I'm working with like frozen materials. Things are not working because, samples are just degraded. But I had a chance to like work with other people in the lab on their projects and go to one of our main sampling sites in Key Largo and, do a whole bunch of stuff there. And then finally, I think 2 years in 2010, I got a chance to go to my sampling site in Hawaii, which was then a game changer because things just kind of started picking up from there because I actually had like fresh material to work with. And it took it was tasking, but essentially, what we through this technology of part of what I work on here is this thing called eDNA. So, all living things have DNA, and eDNA is environmental DNA. It's just a way of looking at DNA in the environment, and so the same way. At a crime scene, if someone leaves their DNA behind, you can say, this is who they are. You can do the same thing in the environment. You can never see it and just collect DNA and say, this is who they are because their DNA is behind. And so, what I was doing was if this slug, I know the slug is here and the algae is here, And I know that this anti-cancer compound plays a role somewhere. I then like looked at all of their DNA possible and said, there is a code to produce this compound because, you know, DNA is the code for life and things, right? So there's a code that produces this. And so I looked at all the DNA and then said, this DNA sequence matches this product and is produced from this bacterium. That's the simplest way of putting it. But it was a lot of molecular biology, a lot of understanding DNA, RNA, proteins, metabolites. Metabolites are essentially the small molecule that we were looking for, which is a defense compound for the organism, but it's the anti-cancer compound for humans. They're the same.